This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. WCHL, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. A little bit on the warm side. Cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the low 80s. Tonight, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, 50% chance of rain, low about 68. And then tomorrow, oh boy, not good tomorrow, 80% chance of rain, probably showers, maybe thunderstorms, and more than likely in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the low 80s, also an 80% chance of rain tomorrow night. The North Carolina NAACP and other activists will gather in Raleigh today for the 7th Moral Monday protest. It's set to take place outside the General Assembly building starting at 5 p.m. NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber announced this particular rally will focus on environmental and health care issues.
A win is Moral Monday everywhere in this state and across this nation getting attention. The issues being raised. I heard that there's a poll out that legislature is what, down below 25%. Because North Carolinians did not elect people for this. Nobody will tell you, I elected somebody to take my Medicaid. I elected somebody to take my unemployment. They got snookered.
Despite a tornado watch and heavy rains last week, clergy members from all across the state led last week's protest. The group's demonstrations against policies the Republican-controlled legislature have grown in size dramatically each week since the movement's birth back in late April. One Moral Monday drew more than 1,600 people by some estimates. The number of people arrested now totals more than 300. Witness Wednesday, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers, was held last week. In addition to Moral Monday, that took place on Wednesday, 8 people arrested inside the state building at that assembly, including Durham City Council member Steve Shule. Local leaders here in Orange County have been very outspoken about their support for Moral Monday. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton was the very first person to be arrested at a recent rally. Carborough Alderman Damon Siles, Sammy Slade, and Michelle Johnson also arrested. And Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell got arrested as well. Orange County Commissioners Penny Rich, Mark Dorison, and Bernadette Pelissier have been in attendance at several of the protests, as well as Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education members Mia Burrows and James Barrett. In King versus Town of Chapel Hill, the State Court of Appeals has overturned a ruling by the Superior Court that a ban on towing practices in Chapel Hill was unconstitutional. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith says the decision is an important ruling for towns who want to protect their citizens.
About a year ago, we all know that there was a North Carolina Supreme Court decision that came down that seemed to limit the powers of local government to do just what we had thought were just obvious things. You know, it brings us all a little bit more comfort that local government has a little more authority than we may have thought last year.
The Court of Appeals also ruled that it will not make a decision regarding the ban on driving while using a phone. A ban the lower courts ruled unconstitutional. Instead, the court asked for future plaintiffs to bring the case forward again for further review. Now, in addition to the city's ability to regulate towing, Mayor Kleinsmith also affirms the authority of other state bodies to make policy.
When the Board of Trustees decides that it's in the best interest of students to be able to provide for gender-neutral housing, and they make a case for how it has the potential to protect students here at UNC Chapel Hill, we should all be able to trust that this decision made at a local level, that's the best place for those decisions to be made.
Mayor Kleinsmith criticizes the General Assembly for banning the gender-neutral housing policy put into place by UNC's Board of Trustees, a board indirectly appointed by voters.
Unfortunately, this legislature, notwithstanding a lot of their rhetoric about local control over issues, is inserting itself in places where I think most folks would agree they don't belong.
Looking between the legislature's criticisms of regulations put into place by cities and the legislature's own counter to UNC's housing policy, Mayor Kleinsmith says he sees two different messages being sent out by these representatives.
It would be nice if the General Assembly would have a consistent position around local control and respect those who are in the best position to make decisions, but I don't think we're going to get that anytime soon from this legislature.
The new ordinances on towing and phone use are set to take effect June 24th and will be discussed at a public hearing tonight. The Chapel Hill Town Council will review all of that when it gets together tonight. The council will consider reviving an educational campaign on the cell phone ban that was delayed during all the litigation. The council will also hear the town manager's response to petitions regarding employee grievances and consider possible changes in how the Personnel Appeals Committee resolves conflicts involving town employees. The council will get together at 7 o'clock tonight in council chambers at Town Hall. Orange County leaders added $3 million in funding for the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools to the budget last week, but school officials say they're still struggling to close the gaps left by state budget cuts. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Orange County commissioners dug into reserve funds and decided to raise the Chapel Hill Carborough Special District tax rate last week, all to find more money to help local schools weather the cuts proposed in the state budget. Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board member James Barrett says the county budget will help cover some significant funding gaps.
I think what this does is it gives us some money to cover those mandatory items and basically keep the level of service about where it is now, which is down from what it was several years ago based on state cuts in particular. So it's not where we want it to be, but we live with it this year.
Chapel Hill Carborough officials were worried that the county manager's recommended budget fell $4.6 million shy of what they asked for, leaving the district without the money to open the new Northside Elementary. The decision to raise the school district tax by 2 cents will generate the $2 million needed for Northside. Commissioners also allocated $1 million in reserve funds to the district, leaving $1.6 million of the school system's budget requests unfunded. Barrett says school board members will have to weigh some tough choices as the budget process continues.
We talked about some of the trade-offs that we might have to make, whether that be teacher assistance, which is what the state is proposing, or freezing salaries, or increasing class sizes. The board will continue to talk about that as we have final numbers and make some decisions about what's most important to us.
Budget proposals in the legislature could cut funding for teaching assistants in second and third grade classrooms. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools could lose as many as 37 teaching assistants or spend up to $1.3 million to retain those positions. The state's push to lift the cap on class size could also take a bite out of the local budget if district leaders decide to pay for additional teachers to improve the student-to-teacher ratio. School officials had hoped to offer all staff a $500 bonus since the state budget is not likely to include a pay raise. That money could be reallocated to cover other shortfalls. In one piece of good news for the district, county leaders agreed to spend $600,000 in the next fiscal year and approximately $4.3 million over the next 3 years to build a 6-classroom science wing at Culbreth Middle School. And although county commissioners were not able to fully fund the school board's request, Barrett says next year's budget represents a good compromise.
It's certainly a challenge, and I'm glad that the commissioners were willing to step forward with some funding and some new revenues. I wish that we'd gotten more to do for our kids, but I understand the constraints they're under, and I'm glad we reached some sort of a middle ground.
The Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board last week asked administrators to return with a full list of possible reductions to consider. The school board will schedule a special work session to discuss the state and local budget sometime in July, ahead of the formal vote to adopt the budget on July 18th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Still on the subject of education this morning, Governor Pat McCrory is calling for the North Carolina State Board of Education to re-examine its approach to standardized testing. And local school officials are also weighing in on how much might be too much. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Executive Director of Testing and Program Evaluation, Diane Vilwalk, tells WCHL that each school is given a series of standardized tests as required by the federal government. These include reading, math, and science for 3rd through 8th grades, along with one test for each of those subjects in high school.
This year, for the first time, the state added the measures of student learning. That was a large increase in a number of tests. So for the Chapel Hill District, we went from handling 10,000 exams a year ago to handling 26,000 exams this year.
According to a new report from WRAL, 30 new tests were given to public school students in grades 4 through 12 this past school year, bringing the total number of standardized tests to 194. McCrory says teachers should be given more time to teach, not preparing students for test after test. But Vilwalk says the measures of student learning, or MSLs, are being used in place of and not addition to comprehensive final exams for high schools.
We're talking about chemistry at the high school. They used to have a chemistry final exam, and only now we're using a state version rather than a district version.
Vilwalk says the increase in the number of tests for students is at the middle school level, where comprehensive final exams previously didn't exist.
And so for them, I think it felt much more like an add-on than it felt like at the high school.
With a new system in place, Vilwalk says McCrory's opinion should be taken into consideration, but it's really too early to make any definitive conclusions.
I know don't disagree that we need to look at this. Anytime you do something large and new, it needs deep review. If he's putting it in the context of the kids are being given too many tests, perhaps I believe that at middle school, but I don't believe that at high school.
Bilwak says she's concerned with the quality of the MSLs more than the quantity.
Improve the quality of the MSLs, so get to where that, you know, teachers look at those as a good representation of their content, and I think that part's really important.
Although the requirement for testing comes from the federal level, Bilwak says the tests are made and reviewed by teachers and curriculum experts. What do you think about the hours of operation for the Chapel Hill Public Library? That story and more coming up in just a moment. It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue. A Dickie's Barbecue Pit says, call ahead, bring home a Dickie's Family Pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road between Chapel Hill and Durham. And now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. We are seeing some slowdowns now, and of course, 15501 seeing those delays. 15501 northbound between NC 86 and all the way up past I-40 to Garrett Road. So really the whole stretch of that 15501 right around the Chapel Hill area. Be on the lookout there. That's northbound. Southbound seeing a little heavier delays. This between I-40 and the East Franklin split. So be on the lookout there. Also just north northeast of that. 15501 southbound between Garrett Road and I-40. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly out there on the roadways right now. If you see anything else as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. And as always, we ask you do that safely.
All right, of course. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Carborough, Chapel Hill, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. You can find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. It is 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little warm this morning, kind of muggy, a lot of moisture in the air. 50% chance of showers, particularly later on in the day. Maybe a thunderstorm or two. Our high temperature today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, still a 50-50 chance of rain. And temperatures will be in the upper 60s tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms, probably in the afternoon. 80% chance of rain tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Still an 80% chance of rain tomorrow night with a low in the upper 60s. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a little better, 50-50 chance of showers and or thunderstorms. And the high temperature about 80 on Wednesday. So a couple of rainy days in our forecast. There's no question about that. It is 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. And coming up, we'll look at your WCHL championship sports in just a moment. But bear with us for a very important test right now. This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system. Everything seems to be working just fine. 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We'll talk about Tar Heel baseball in just a couple of minutes here on WCHL Championship Sports. The new director of the Chapel Hill Public Library is Susan Brown. She says as additional hours of operation are being restored to the library, she wants some public feedback in the process. The library's 30-second survey runs through tomorrow. It asks when patrons would like to see the additional hours added to the library schedule.
And then we ask folks to rank, and that's what's really important, is to rank which hours would be most important for them to be added back in. So we have Saturdays, Sundays, weekday mornings, and weekday evenings. So they can simply go rank them 1 through 4, and then we have a little comment area where if they want to just make any comments in generally about our hours, they can do so.
The Chapel Hill Town Council recently approved an additional $244,000 in library funding to keep the library open 64 hours a week. The newly expanded facility had been cut all the way down to 54 hours when it reopened this spring due to the building's higher operating expenses. Brown says the goal is to put 6 hours back into the schedule soon, and then the survey will help determine when the rest ought to be added.
In my position here now, I really want to start more conversations with our users because this is their library. So this is one way, you know, it's not going to be the answer, but it's going to help us get to a really good, informed answer.
There are also paper copies at all service points in the library. For a link to the online survey, you can read the article on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. It's 8:21, 21 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Well, it was not good news for the Tar Heel baseball team yesterday. North Carolina State's Carlos Rodon threw a complete game, leading the Wolfpack past the Tar Heels 8-1 on Sunday. In Carolina's College World Series opener out in Omaha, Nebraska, with that loss, UNC heads to the elimination bracket. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
Carlos Rodon, considered by many to be the likely first pick in next year's MLB draft, scattered 5 hits, struck out 8, and held the overall number one national seed hitless into the 5th inning. Here's UNC head coach Mike Fox.
You can see his dominance today, just how good that kid is. Just complete dominance, really. Proud of our team, obviously, for there at the end, but too little, too late. But, you know, he's really good, and he was too good for us today.
Chaz Frank scored for UNC off a double by Landon Lassiter in the 9th.
Lassiter, well hit ball through the gap in right center field, and the Tar Heels are on the move. The ball rolls all the way to the wall before Fincher gets to it, and there's the first Tar Heel run of the 2013 College World Series.
But Rodon ended the threat by forcing 2 infield groundouts to end the game. Kent Emanuel started for UNC and continued his postseason problems, allowing a leadoff walk to Trey Turner in the 1st inning. Turner eventually scored, and the Wolfpack would go up 1-0.
Line drive into left field. Turner was moving on contact, and he'll move around 3rd, and he'll come in to score. The Wolfpack have an early 1-0 lead on a 2-out RBI single off the bat of Terrence Sine.
After retiring the Wolfpack in the 2nd inning, Emmanuel's troubles continued into the 3rd, giving up 5 runs.
He takes his lead again. Now the pitch to the plate. Bouncing ball under the glove of Emmanuel and into center field. Adamitz will drive in Williams.
UNC made the pitching change with 2 outs and brought in Chris McHugh. Emmanuel threw for 2 2/3 innings, including 64 pitches and 2 strikeouts. Here's Emmanuel.
Just not making the pitches I need to. It's basically as simple as that. It's just, you know, the big spots like Sine in that 1st inning, 2 strikes, you know, I wanted to go away, and I did. I just needed it just a couple more inches to get the swing and miss rather than him able to, you know, get the cap on it and get a single like that. I think it's just been stuff like that, just not executing the big spots.
Carolina finished the game using 8 pitchers in total, tying the College World Series record for most pitchers used in a contest. The bright spots for the Heels included Brian Holberton, who had 2 hits, and Chris McHugh, who pitched 2 1/3 innings, struck out 3, and stopped the Wolfpack scoring run in the 3rd inning. It was the right-hander's 7th scoreless relief appearance in his last 8 outings. Fox, though going deep into the bullpen, saved reliever Trent Thornton for possible use in Tuesday's elimination game set for 3 p.m. And as always, 97.9 FM and chapelboro.com will be broadcasting and live streaming all of the action.
That is Rachel Nash. Thank you, Rachel, for that report. In that elimination game, that's easy for me to say, in the elimination game coming up tomorrow, Carolina will face number 4 seed LSU. Tigers were upset by UCLA last night by a 2-1 score. So it's Carolina versus LSU tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock. Loser's bracket. Loser will go home. The winner will continue on in the College World Series. And there's a chance that Carolina could face, very strong chance, Carolina could face North Carolina State again. Could be Carlos Rodon again, too. Our chance, we'll have more on that coming up in just a few minutes here on Sports Notebook. San Antonio Spurs guard Danny Green, the former Carolina player, set an NBA Finals record for 3-pointers last night with 25 so far in this series against the Miami Heat. Green broke Ray Allen's 2008 mark of 22 in a final series with his 4th 3-pointer of the night early in the 3rd quarter of Game 5. He later added a couple more and finished with 24 points on the night, shooting 6 of 10 from long range. It was the 4th time in 5 games that the once unheralded swingman has hit at least 4 3-pointers in this series. Danny Green is really shooting lights out. Ray Allen, ironically, now plays for the Heat. He set the previous mark as a member of the Boston Celtics, and he had one heck of a game last night as well. Spurs beat the Heat 114-104 on Sunday. Now the series moves to Miami, and it's all tied up. Carolina's Jenny Levy named the 2013 National Coach of the Year by Inside Lacrosse. The magazine announced on Friday, Tar Heel head coach led Carolina to its first women's lacrosse NCAA championship this spring, taking the award in Inside Lacrosse's Danny Awards, its annual postseason awards. It's the first National Coach of the Year honor in Levy's 18-year head coaching career in Chapel Hill. Carolina took home the NCAA championship at Villanova in late May, posting wins over defending champion Northwestern in the semifinals and previously unbeaten Maryland in the title game. Inside Lacrosse's Danielle Bernstein was quick to praise Levy's staff as well, writing, "I think this should go to the whole team of coaches at North Carolina. Katrina Dowd's work with the offense and Phil Barnes' work with the defense was exceptional." The writer continued praising Jenny Levy while writing about a conversation she had with the Tar Heel coach after the national championship game. And this is a quote. I'm paraphrasing, but she said that while she's responsible for some big picture sorts of things, she essentially puts full trust and responsibility in the hands of her assistants, that she doesn't have an ego, and it's essentially this philosophy that has proved successful. I think there's a lot to be said for a coach who brings in a top-notch staff and can take input and ideas and use it for the overall betterment of the team. And that's why Jenny Levy is the 2013 Coach of the Year. Congratulations, Coach Levy. Now, let's get back to baseball with Art Chansky. 8:27, 27 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels can still win the College World Series, but only if they can avoid the Carlos Rodon they saw Sunday. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Well, the worst of our fears were realized when Carolina flamed out in its opening game in Omaha, the victim of a dominating performance by NC State sophomore left-hander Carlos Rodon. After one more season, we'll see the amazing Rodon pitching in the big leagues for sure. But if the Wolfpack is only a one-trick pony, there is a way for the Heels to reach the final round without having to face Rodon or see him on only 3 days' rest. Although the double elimination bracket looks daunting, it could work out to Carolina's advantage if State loses Tuesday night to the winner of Sunday's late game between UCLA and LSU. The Heels would have to avoid a two-game trip home by surviving the loser's bracket game on Tuesday afternoon. So say they won and State lost the night game. That would pit the Pack and Carolina in an elimination game Thursday night. State coach Elliott Ament would have to gamble on coming back with Rodon on short rest or try to beat Carolina again and use Rodon to reach the championship round in next weekend's series. Confusing, I know, but that's how the College World Series works. Two brackets of double elimination producing two teams to play the best of three finals scheduled to start next Monday. Carolina can still get there if some life returns to the arms of a tied pitching staff and the bats of the one-time best-hitting team in college baseball come alive. Rodon was as good as he was in the ACC tournament semifinals, but so was UNC's pitching staff that night, and the Tar Heels won that 18-inning marathon long after Rodon had left the game. As good as our favorite college baseball team is, Carlos Rodon is the best player on the field. He was drafted out of high school from Holly Springs, but decided to play for the Wolfpack instead. He went 9-0 as a freshman and has been just as overwhelming this season. If you watch Sunday's game, it's hard to imagine any team scratching out enough hits and runs against him to win. But he can't pitch every game, and maybe he won't be quite as good on 3 days' rest. If the Heels can hold on and get a chance to knock State out of the loser's bracket game Thursday night, they could advance without another debacle like Sunday and then have the last laugh on NC State. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Good morning. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carboro weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. Cloudy day, 71 degrees, cloudy, 50% chance of showers all day, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Our high today, about 82.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar
CBS
Heel Station.
Update. I'm Heather Bosch. The G8 summit begins today. The setting: Northern Ireland, where President Obama spoke to young people in a country sometimes torn over religious differences.
There are walls that still stand. There are still many miles to go.
Later at the summit, CBS's Major Garrett reports.
The U.S. and England hope to kickstart new regional free trade talks, and where Mr. Obama will tangle with Russian President Vladimir Putin over Syria's two-year-old civil war. Russia backs the regime of dictator Bashar al-Assad and is its biggest arms supplier. Putin this weekend mocked Mr. Obama's plans to arm some rebel forces seeking to overthrow Assad, referring to a video Assad's regime showed of a rebel battlefield atrocity. Putin said, quote, "One should hardly back those who kill their enemy and eat their organs."
CBS News Update. I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
One should eat their organs? Is that really said by a political leader? Oh, my goodness. 8:32 at WCHL, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock. And we have 71 degrees. Been there all morning. Look for a high temperature today in the low 80s. Kind of muggy out there. 50-50 chance of showers today. Today is a big day for the North Carolina NAACP and all those who back Moral Monday. Another protest today, 7th Moral Monday, set to take place outside the General Assembly starting at 5 p.m. NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber announced this rally today will focus on environmental and health care issues.
A win is Moral Monday everywhere in this state and across this nation getting attention. The issues being raised. I heard that there's a poll out, the legislature is what, down below 25%. Because North Carolinians did not elect people for this. Nobody will tell you, I elected somebody to take my Medicaid. I elected somebody to take my unemployment. They got snookered.
Despite a tornado watch and heavy rains last week, clergy members from all over North Carolina led last week's protest. The group's demonstrations against policies the Republican-controlled legislature have grown in size dramatically each week since the movement started back in late April. One Moral Monday crowd was more than 1,600 people by some estimates. The number of people arrested now totals well over 300. Witness Wednesday, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers, also took place last week. In addition to Moral Monday, 8 people were arrested that night inside the state building, including Durham City Council member Steve Shule. Local leaders here in Orange County have been very outspoken about their support for the Moral Monday protest, and some have been participating in a big way. Carboro Mayor Mark Chilton was the very first to be arrested at a recent rally. Carboro Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Sammy Slade also arrested that night, as well as Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell. Orange County Commissioners Penny Rich, Mark Dorison, and Bernadette Pelissier have been in attendance at several of the protests, as well as Chapel Hill Carboro City Schools Board of Education members Mia Burrows, James Barrett, and North Carolina Representative Ellie Kinnaird of Chapel Hill has been there as well. In King versus Town of Chapel Hill, the State Court of Appeals has overturned a ruling by the Superior Court that a ban on towing practices in Chapel Hill was unconstitutional. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith says this decision is an important ruling for towns that want to protect their citizens.
About a year ago, we all know that there was a North Carolina Supreme Court decision that came down that seemed to limit the powers of local government to do just what we had thought were just obvious things. You know, it brings us all a little bit more comfort that local government has a little more authority than we may have thought last year.
The North Carolina Court of Appeals also ruled that it will not make a decision regarding the ban on driving while using a phone, a ban the lower courts ruled unconstitutional. Again, they will not make a decision on that. Instead, the court asked for future plaintiffs to bring the case forward again for further review. Now, in addition to the city's ability to regulate towing, Mayor Kleinsmith also affirms the authority of other state bodies to make policy.
When the Board of Trustees decides that it's in the best interest of students to be able to provide for gender-neutral housing, and they make a case for how it has the potential to protect students here at UNC Chapel Hill, we should all be able to trust that this decision made at a local level, that that's the best place for those decisions to be made.
Mayor Kleinsmith criticizes the North Carolina General Assembly for banning the gender-neutral housing policy put into place by UNC's Board of Trustees. That's a board indirectly appointed by voters.
Unfortunately, this legislature, notwithstanding a lot of their rhetoric about local control over issues, is inserting itself in places where I think most folks would agree they don't belong.
Looking between the legislature's criticisms of regulations put into place by cities and towns and the legislature's own counter to UNC's housing policy, Mayor Kleinsmith says he sees two different messages, mixed messages, being sent out by these representatives.
It would be nice if the General Assembly would have a consistent position around local control and respect those who are in the best position to make decisions, but I don't think we're going to get that anytime soon from this legislature.
The new ordinances on towing and phone use are set to take effect next June 24th, that is next Monday, 1 week from today, and will be discussed at a public hearing tonight. Council will also consider reviving an educational campaign and the ban that was delayed during litigation, the cell phone ban. Council will also hear the town manager's response to petitions regarding employee grievances, and they will consider possible changes in how the Personnel Appeals Committee resolves conflicts involving town employees. Town Council meets at 7 o'clock tonight in Council Chambers at Town Hall. Orange County leaders added $3 million in funding for the Chapel Hill Cobra City Schools to the budget last week, but school officials say they're still struggling to close the gaps left by state budget cuts. Here's WCHL's Elizabeth Friend with the story.
Orange County commissioners dug into reserve funds and decided to raise the Chapel Hill Carborough Special District tax rate last week, all to find more money to help local schools weather the cuts proposed in the state budget. Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board member James Barrett says the county budget will help cover some significant funding gaps.
I think what this does is it gives us some money to cover those mandatory items and basically keep the level of service about where it is now, which is down from what it was several years ago, based on state cuts in particular. So it's not where we want it to be, but we live with it this year.
Chapel Hill Carborough officials were worried that the county manager's recommended budget fell $4.6 million shy of what they asked for, leaving the district without the money to open the new Northside Elementary. The decision to raise the school district tax by 2 cents will generate the $2 million needed for Northside. Commissioners also allocated $1 million in reserve funds to the district, leaving $1.6 million of the school system's budget requests unfunded. Barrett says school board members will have to weigh some tough choices as the budget process continues.
We talked about some of the trade-offs that we might have to make, whether that be teacher assistance, which is what the state is proposing, or freezing salaries, or increasing class sizes. The board will continue to talk about that as we have final numbers and make some decisions about what's most important to us.
Budget proposals in the legislature could cut funding for teaching assistants in second and third grade classrooms. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools could lose as many as 37 teaching assistants or spend up to $1.3 million to retain those positions. The state's push to lift the cap on class size could also take a bite out of the local budget if district leaders decide to pay for additional teachers to improve the student-to-teacher ratio. School officials had hoped to offer all staff a $500 bonus since the state budget is not likely to include a pay raise, but that money could be reallocated to cover other shortfalls. In one piece of good news for the district, county leaders agreed to spend $600,000 in the next fiscal year and approximately $4.3 million over the next 3 years to build a 6-classroom science wing at Culbreth Middle School. And although county commissioners were not able to fully fund the school board's request, Barrett says next year's budget represents a good compromise.
It's certainly a challenge, and I'm glad that the commissioners were willing to step forward with some funding and some new revenues. I wish that we'd, you know, gotten more to do for our kids, but I understand the constraints they're under, and I'm glad we reached some sort of a middle ground.
The Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board last week asked administrators to return with a full list of possible reductions to consider. The school board will schedule a special work session to discuss the state and local budget sometime in July, ahead of the formal vote to adopt the budget on July 18th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:40, 20 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Jan Buta has today's commentary on the way next, and that'll be followed by what you're saying in the street. Chapel Hill's festival and events celebrating community, creating a vibrant downtown, supporting economic development. See a schedule of events at townofchapelhill.org/festival-and-events. You can discover the new music and arts events at 140 West Plaza in downtown Chapel Hill. And you can join me, Ron Stutz, at Keenan Stadium on Thursday, the 4th of July. A lot of people have been asking about this. Yeah, the fireworks will be held on the 4th of July at Keenan Stadium. It is one of Chapel Hill's brightest traditions, the Town of Chapel Hill's July 4th celebration. Lots of great music and lots of fun and some wonderful fireworks. Make your plans now to attend the 4th of July celebration at beautiful Keenan Stadium. Only place to do it. 8:41 at WCHL. 19 minutes until 9 o'clock. Good morning.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know, I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Dreaming of an easier and faster way to get your vehicle serviced? Wake up, because Crown Honda South Point has the answer. Dream Service. Simply drop your car off between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and your vehicle will be ready bright and early at 7 a.m. the next morning.
7 a.m.
Guaranteed, or it's free.
Free.
Plus, Crown Honda South Point is the only Honda dealer in North Carolina open until 11 p.m.
11 p.m.
Rest easy with Dream Service at Crown Honda South Point.
Dream Service.
South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com.
2 years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
All right, Freddie, thank you. 8:43, 17 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jan Buda. A lot has been said in recent years about all that is wrong downtown. Well, Frank is really something right. Please support it. This new gallery downtown is a wonderful place. Have you gone to see it? Art of all mediums, styles, and price ranges by renowned artists, all living here, is one thing you'll find. Program offerings with poets, musicians, a beekeeper, a great photographer, is another. And on these salon nights, diverse people enjoying refreshments, conversing with artists, making community a third. Town officers, volunteers, and philanthropists worked a year tirelessly to make Frank possible. No central location for encompassing the wealth of superior talent in Orange County had previously existed, nor any greater vehicle for downtown's resurgence. Frank's success and the chance for a healthy, vital Franklin Street with more majority appeal businesses depends on us. Our town's hallmark, famed quintessential college town Franklin Street, is visited by many each year, and along with our campus, the heart of Chapel Hill. Its return will benefit all. If you want it back, put some money behind that wish. Come downtown East Franklin and spend it. This is Jan Buda.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street. Presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Pappich. As Tar Heels, we might not like to admit it, but Durham has some cool places. We hit the streets to find out why you go to Durham.
Maggie Alcock. I work in Chapel Hill. Probably about twice a month to Durham. The restaurants and the music and baseball.
Bob Morado.
I work in Chapel Hill. We go to Durham often. Food and culture in the terms of performing arts and the like.
Lisa Parks, Chapel Hill. Well, in Durham, sometimes I'll go to DPAC, or I will go to the Blue Note Grill.
Hey, my name's Peter Aitken. I have lived in Chapel Hill for over 20 years. We go to Raleigh or Durham for entertainment probably about once a month, maybe twice. Well, we go to the Little Theater. We go to the Performing Arts Center. We love the State Art Museum.
My name is Ben Bryant. I work at Snap Fitness in Chapel Hill. Certain restaurants. We like places like Mateo's in downtown Durham.
Do you ever head out to Durham?
Janine Brinkman, Chapel Hill. Eating out, not so much, but for movies, all the time.
Bob Leslie. I live here in Chapel Hill. Not very often. The music venues, I like the Bulls, the baseball.
My name is Chelsea Dyring, and I'm from Hillsboro. I go to Durham once a week for my date with my husband.
My name is Ann, and I live in Raleigh. I stay in Raleigh. I actually don't travel to Durham at all for entertainment.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT, managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
Good morning, it is 8:47, 13 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, your traffic and weather together on WCHL.
Are you looking for a totally unique dining experience? It's time to try Tallulah's. Tallulah's adds new flavor to the west end of Franklin Street. Sophisticated, sleek, impressive, and refined. For those who seek authentic, fresh, and international, there is only one Tallulah's. Serving classic and contemporary Turkish cuisine, luscious wines, and an inspired drink menu. Visit Tallulah's.com for menus and reservations.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
All right, time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Go ahead, call ahead. Bring home a Dickie's Family Pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, right between Chapel Hill and Durham, in fact. And now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're still seeing that delay on 15501 southbound between I-40 and the East Franklin split. Also a delay on 15501 northbound between NC-86 and Manning Drive. I-40 westbound seeing a little bit of a delay just past the Apex Highway, NC-55. Continuing up just a few miles there, nothing too serious. And the Durham Freeway northbound, just past I-40, seeing some delays as well as you head towards downtown. Nothing too serious out on the roadways right now. No accidents reported, no additional delays. If you see anything as you travel, though, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us on at WCHL. And as always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And appreciate all the work you've been doing all morning long.
You betcha.
A reminder that if anybody wants a recap of what's happening with the Tar Heels in the College World Series, last night was not good. Tar Heels losing 8-1 in North Carolina State, but they're still alive in the College World Series.
That's right, and a team that knows how to rebound.
Yeah, exactly. And if you are interested in getting a recap on what happened in that game, go to our website, chapelbro.com. It's all on there. A report from Rachel Nash and a litany of stories about not only the Tar Heel baseball team, but about all of our stories on the website.
That's right. Ron, have a great day.
All right, you too, buddy.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in a little while.
You bet.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather. Brought to you this morning by Southern Season. Visit Southern Season today for 15 to 75% off store-wide during their great summer sale. It's going on now through the 4th of July, when they'll end the sale with their first ever red, white, and blue party at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or go online at southernseason.com. It's 72 degrees in Chapel Hill. Temperature finally moved. It's been at 71 all morning long, but 72 right now. 71 in Carborough. It's always a bit cooler. Also 71 this morning in Hillsboro. Cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the low 80s is going to go up about 10 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers and or thunderstorms. And our low temperature in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Again, 80% chance of rain tomorrow and tomorrow night. High tomorrow in the low 80s. Low tomorrow night, upper 60s. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. And high about 80 degrees. Now, Wednesday night, more clouds. Lows in the low 60s. Then on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. And in fact, that's the kind of weather we're going to have all the way through the weekend. Partly cloudy. High in the low 80s, lows at night in the upper 60s. Kind of monotonous, really. Coming up in just a few minutes here, your opportunity to meet today's WCHL hometown hero. And this is a man who is really impressive. His name is Jay Freeman. He started out being a resident of the homeless shelter in Chapel Hill, and now he has completely turned his life around and serves as an inspiration to other men in the same situation, a little down on their luck. You will hear why. He is today's WCHL hometown hero. Coming up right here on WCHL.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
My name is Stephen Lehrer. I'm the franchise owner for Home Instead Senior Care in Chapel Hill. Our job is to keep people independent, living life on their own terms as long as possible. Sometimes just doing a couple things here and there around the house. Sometimes it's more hands-on care, help with bathing assistance, stuff like that. Sometimes it's help with Alzheimer's care and giving families respite, kind of a break to get away for a little bit. We do any number of things, but the goal is to keep people independent and living life on their own terms.
This seems like so much more than a job to you. It seems like a real passion for you.
I don't think you can do this as a job. I think this has to be a calling. I was lucky enough to watch my grandparents age in very different ways. My grandmother was someone who kept the whole world at arm's length. She never wanted anybody involved in her life. And when she needed someone, none of us knew how to help her. As a result of that, the last 4 or 5 years of her life, she had a stroke and had partial paralysis as a result of that. It was a miserable time where we were robbed as a family of the ability to really cherish and enjoy those moments with her because we were so busy running her from doctor's appointment and arguing over whether or not we thought this was best for her or what she would have wanted if she could have communicated it to us. And I remember when she passed away, my dad looked at me and he said, I'm ashamed to say that the one emotion I have right now is I'm just glad it's over. And he still struggles with that years down the road where he's just saying, I can't believe that was what I felt when it was finally over, was I was just glad it was done. On the other side, my mom's dad was someone who always maintained a strong community and had just a great network of when he lost his eyesight, he would have people who would drop by and take him to McDonald's for a biscuit in the morning and a group from church who would make sure he got over to volunteer at the senior center. And as a result of his independence and the pieces that he put in place around them, we had 5 or 6 years with him there at the very end of his life that were just, I wouldn't trade him for the world. Just amazing times where we all just got to love on him and to enjoy the stories that he had to tell and the contributions that he had to make to us as a family. And so when I see those two options and with something like Home Instead, we have a very real opportunity to make a difference, both in individual lives of seniors, but also in the community in general. It's way more than a job.
Stephen Lehrer, Home Instead Senior Care.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning. It is 8:54, 6 minutes away from 9 o'clock at WCHL. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? It's a word that you hear every now and then. It begins with an M. Call me and tell me the word. Spell it correctly and give me the proper definition. And if you can do all that, and if you can do it before anyone else, you get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And it's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jay Freeman was recently honored by the Interfaith Council for his enormous contributions. Here's John Dorward, Associate Director of the IFC.
Jay came to us a number of years ago, and he had ended up getting into being homeless, and he was kind of down, and we gave him a nice, safe place to stay, to be able to work on some of the issues that he had, and he worked his way through those with the help of the staff and quite a few of the volunteers who worked down at Community House, and Jay turned things around. And he has since started off volunteering with us, and he's been a board member for us, and he is now a part-time staff member.
Jay Freeman is today's WCHL hometown hero. Now, Jay actually was an inspiration during the recent IFC 50th anniversary celebration by telling a little bit about his story.
Jay is one of those people who just continues to fight, just continues to move forward all the time, no matter what life throws at him. He's not going to give up. And result is that he's back out on his own and has been for quite a while now and is out there making his own way again.
Jay Freeman is very instrumental in the operation of the Interfaith Council.
Jay actually works as a part-time manager down at Community House, so he comes in and works shifts and spends the overnight and those sorts of things just to make sure that everybody else is doing all right and doing what they're supposed to be doing. He's been through the program. He understands what it takes to be able to make progress in the program and to successfully complete the program. So he's somebody that the other guys that are maybe a little bit newer to the program or maybe haven't quite turned that corner yet, they can look to Jay and they can talk to Jay, and he can talk from experience, and Jay can tell them what it took and what he's done. So he spends a lot of time volunteering for us still. He's still there on a regular basis. He helps out in the community kitchen. So he's great to have around.
Jay Freeman is blessed with a lot of musical talent as well.
Jay is a great singer. You heard his voice. Anybody who was at the 50th when he was speaking, I mean, you know, he's got that nice deep voice that you and I would love to have. And he's absolutely wonderful. He's a great singer and has always had his music to fall back on, and it's always been there for him.
There's no question Jay Freeman is an inspiration to others who want to turn their lives around.
He really is. He's a lot of fun to be around, and he is an inspiration to everybody else. I mean, all the other guys. He is something.
Our thanks to John Dorward of the IFC for telling us more about Jay Freeman, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning, and thank you very much for all the phone calls this morning. Our winner on the word of the day today is Deborah Limmerman of Chapel Hill. Deborah called in with the answer to my question. The word is malinger, M-A-L-I-N-G-E-R. That was delivered by Wayne Pond a little over an hour ago. Malinger, it means to pretend or to exaggerate an incapacity in order to get out of work or duty. That's when you pretend you're sick and you're not, just because you don't want to go to work. Malinger, M-A-L-I-N-G-E-R. And Deborah Limmerman will get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. We'll have another word for you tomorrow morning right here on WCHL.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the Junk Kings. It's half off, hauling and removal services available now. Junk King's well-trained staff will come and take care of all the loading and cleaning out of items like appliances, garbage, junk, construction materials, furniture, and more without you needing to do a thing. And Junk King is green. They're passionate about the environment and recycle up to 60% of what they pick up. It's half off from Junk King. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where fathers get a free dessert today with a purchase of two entrees. Yep. That's today, even the day after Father's Day. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, the perfect place to watch the Tar Heels in the College World Series, inside or on one of the two patios located in the East 54 Shopping Center. It is going to be cloudy all day today. 50% chance of showers, a chance of thunderstorms, too. High today in the low 80s.
Ron Stutz in the morning.
progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.